Howdy, everybody, and welcome back to this week's podcast. This week, we're going to talk a little bit, we'll do some Thursday night lineup for NBC, which I still think is the best night on television, even like 25 years after it started. And also the long-term nip-tuck discussion here in the next couple of minutes. But as always, thanks for tuning into the podcast. It is Friday, and that means that I got home late from work last night and stayed up all night watching the NBC Thursday night lineups. NBC has owned Thursday night for most of my lifetime. I mean, pretty much from puberty on, NBC has been the place to watch Thursdays. And I think it may be as smart a night of comedy as ever. I mean, The Office is just brilliant. 30 Rock is hilarious. My Name is Earl is much better, even now, 3 years after it starts, than the concept could have ever seemed to be. And yet the ratings still aren't good. Is there such a thing as too smart? Yeah, that's what I think it is. It's just too smart. Everybody doesn't get the jokes. And because of that, it suffers. You saw 30 Rock last year be just hilarious and be ranked, like NHL ratings bad, like Build a Better Burger bad. But they do bring in smart people with disposable income. One of these days I'd like to be that, by the way. So they keep it on. Can you be too smart? As always, feel free to comment on the podcast. The other thing is Nip/Tuck is finally returning. I was a big fan of Nip/Tuck. We talked a little bit about this last week. But Nip/Tuck is one of those shows, kind of like Desperate Housewives, that the previous seasons have built me up to forgive the last year, I guess. The first year was so good. The second year was great. The third year was pretty good right up until they revealed who the Carver was, which I thought was just horrible. And then the last year, man, the last year of Nip/Tuck, the show, the first year, was just so blessedly dirty. I think that's the way to put it. It was dirty. It was for adults. It was very interesting. It was very exciting. And now, in much the same way that the last Seinfeld made you feel guilty for loving these characters who were really not good people, now it's like they've decided to punish us for enjoying all the dirty stuff that happened in the first couple of years, They had all sorts of, illicit sexual affairs and threesomes and foursomes and all sorts of dirty stuff that was exciting and hilarious at times. It was very well done. And then what happened last year? Let me just kind of run down the hit list for last year on Nip/Tuck. You start with the most uncomfortable mother-daughter threesome ever. Ugh, gee. From there, you wind up with boinking of the babysitter. And not, not in a good Lolita kind of way, just in a, that makes me very uncomfortable sort of way. And then after that, what was it? It was midget sex. It was nothing but midget sex. Two instances of midget sex. Male and female midget sex. They had it everywhere. Midgets dressed as elves. Midgets working as children keepers and painters. It's like they were trying to punish us for thinking it was interesting. Oh, and the other thing, sex scenes with Rosie O'Donnell. The question of the week, feel free to comment on this, please, folks. Which would you rather have to see, midget sex scenes or sex scenes with Rosie O'Donnell? As always, please, there are no winners here. But so that's what happened last year, and this year I'm really looking forward to the moving out to Hollywood, looking forward to the land of fake breasts and everything else out there to maybe give the series new life. But I'm just barely hanging in there. Like I said last week about Desperate Housewives, I'm just sort of hanging on in the old pop culture realm. All right, that's it for Friday. You guys have a good weekend. The podcast will return on next Friday. Until then, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in here on readaboutit.com.